This is Scott Patton from Blogger and Podcaster Magazine, and I'm very excited. I'm absolutely thrilled, actually. I've been able to get one of the top internet marketing entrepreneurs to give us a few minutes of his time. And this gentleman just got back from a trip to Mexico, so we're going to ask him what he thought of the Mexican Riviera. He's come up with some amazing things having to do with podcasting, well, the iPhone and that sort of stuff. So I want to ask him a little bit about that. He's a New York Times best-selling author. He wrote The AdSense Code. He's a social media expert. He's also co-creator, and this is the thing I love, and I didn't know this until fairly recently, co-creator of Classic Games, which is now Yahoo Games, right? So he's been around like forever. It's really cool listening to him speak because he brings a bit of a historic, if you can call the last 10 years, which is like thousands of years in internet time, but a long view of what's going on, which is really, really cool. And he's also been a pioneer he's been a pioneer all through his life as far as I've been able to see, but he's the executive producer of The Next Internet Millionaire. So want to, everyone, you know, virtually clap, standing ovation for Mr. Joel Kalm. Joel, it's wonderful to have you on the show.
Hey, Scott. Boy, with an intro like that, I can't wait to hear what I'm going to say.
I know. It's just going to be absolutely awesome. And everybody I know is sitting at the edge of their seats wanting to know what the Mexican Riviera was like. How was your trip?
It was Mexico. I love cruising. I love being on a cruise ship, the Norwegian Cruise Line with their freestyle cruising. Boy, it's sounding like a commercial, isn't it? It's just enjoyable. I was with my family, my extended family. There were 20 of us. Cabo San Lucas, I could take or leave. Mazatlan, I could take or leave. Puerto Vallarta was very nice, and the ship was fantastic. 20 of us. Nobody got seasick, and I would do it again.
Nice. So before we get into the reason for this particular conversation, I've noticed that you've actually noticed this about a week ago. You have an iPhone app, an application.
Actually, four of them.
So these are applications that people can use on their iPhone.
Yeah.
And so could you tell us a little bit about, I didn't know you had four. I only know of one, and I can't remember exactly what it did. I think it was something that made sure that your blog or podcast ended up on my iPhone, but could you tell us a little bit about the applications?
Well, sure. The first one we released back in July of 2008 is called iVote. And iVote, basically, it's a free app that asks anywhere from 10 to 12 questions a day. And they're everything from political and social to sports and entertainment. And you put in your year of birth and your gender, and then you answer questions. And you can immediately see what the answers are across the board. And because of the geolocation feature of the iPhone, you can actually drill down to any country, state, city and county to see what people in those regions had to say. You can leave comments, and then you can up and down other people's comments. So it's a bit like a social network.
Wow.
And that's been downloaded about 60,000 times. We've had over 6 million votes cast in the application, and we continue to grow that. Our second app, which I'm surprised you don't know about because what I thought you were going to talk about, is the most famous one. It went to number one in the App Store for 3 weeks solid, and it's a novelty application, which it's one of a kind. Let's just say that. In order to demonstrate what the application does, I'm actually just going to go ahead and make the sound. We turn it on. There we go. Yes, it's iFart Mobile.
yes, folks, that wasn't me.
That was not Scott. That was the Wipeout on iFart Mobile. It's a novelty app we came up with here at Infomedia. Us guys thought it was funny, so we developed it. Did some really unique marketing, and it was all over the media. It's been sold in 60 countries, and it might be a record to hold the number one spot in the App Store for 3 weeks. So that's our most notable. We've also got a shopping coupons app where people can download coupons to their phone and access deals online. And our most recent one is the Joel Kalm app, which is a free application that people who want to follow what I'm doing can have me on their iPhone. They can read my latest articles, they can follow my Twitter feed, they can watch my videos, they can see my calendar where I'm going to be traveling and speaking, they can reach me at our call center, they can read message of the day and special offers, and there's over 14,000 apps in the App Store now, and the Joelcom app is the first what I call people app. It's an application with a person's name. And I think we're going to see a whole genre spawned off this where artists, celebrities, musicians, podcasters, actors, on and on, they're going to have their own apps in the store. And since we launched it at mobilesyndicationservice.com, we've heard from some really high-level people interested in having their own app. So the iPhone is where it is, and we just received our Android developer phone today. So our developer was really excited when we broke that out so we can start porting some of these programs over to Android, which is also going to get a nice piece of the market.
So, Joel, could you give us that domain name again if somebody wanted to find out more about getting their own app made?
Sure. It's mobilesyndicationservice.com.
Service.com. Cool.
They can actually see a video demo of my app and the back end, which controls it. And it's really a revolutionary product. We're very excited about it.
I think it is, too. So if I wanted to have the Scott Patton app that did all the things that the Joelcom app did, is that possible?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so anybody listening to this that says, you know what, I've got to follow, this is perfect for speakers and authors and coaches and thought leaders, right? I've got all these people following me. Hey, this is just going to download onto your iPhone, and maybe it'll download onto your Android phone or your BlackBerry or something else as future applications are created, right?
Well, and there are 13 million plus iPhone users and over 20 million iPod Touch users, and it works on all these devices. So think of the reach that you would have. And I think the people who are first to do this and get their apps in the store are going to get more attention. And it is my prediction, Scott. Right now, the date we're speaking is the 13th of January. It is my prediction that within a month, you will see a people app from a celebrity, number one in the App Store.
Yeah, for sure. Who wouldn't want to know what Britney's up to? Automatically, right? Just look at your iPhone, and there it is. Wonderful. Well, that's a great segue. You must be a good speaker or something, interviewer, because you just set me up for my next question, which, now you've given us one New Year's prediction, but that's only for the next month. I want a New Year's prediction for the next year in terms of what do you see happening, whether it's blogging, podcasting, video podcasting, or video on demand, or video services in the next year.
Okay.
And tie in the iPhone, too. Like, let's expand all, you know, phones, TVs, all that stuff.
Well, there's no doubt we're putting a lot into iPhone development. We have a lot of app ideas, and we see it as just huge. It's going to bust out like crazy. So we're very excited about that. And, of course, there's two other things I want to address. And since I see them as something that are going to be big in the future, it makes sense that we're working in those areas.
Right.
One of them is Twitter gaining mass market mainstream appeal and usage.
Yep.
There's only about 5 million people on Twitter right now that are actually using it. And I would say that 5% of the members or less are doing 98% of the tweeting. But it's starting to change, and I've got a book coming out in February called Twitter Power, How to Dominate Your Market One Tweet at a Time. And in an age where Twitter is becoming news, because, you know, for Mumbai, for example, the tweets coming out of Mumbai when the terrorist attack happened. And right here in Denver, the Continental plane accident there on the runway, there was a guy on the plane, and he was on Twitter. And so news is breaking from regular people that are on Twitter, and businesses are learning how powerful Twitter is. And so the timing is right. This is going to be the first mainstream Twitter book that's actually going to get distribution in all the bookstores. It's a John Wiley & Sons publication, and we are pumped about this because it's going to introduce Twitter to the masses, and people are going to start building their business, enhancing their business, growing their business by using Twitter.
So let me just interrupt you for a second. And you know, if you've written about this and it's, and we get to scoop John Wiley and company, then, you know, good on Blogger and Podcaster Magazine, right? But could you give us one tip, okay? Let's say that everyone listening to this podcast, they've heard of Twitter, you know, maybe you have an account, maybe you did a tweet, maybe you haven't. What would be one strategy you would use to build your business using Twitter?
Well, you know, the first thing I would do, let me give you two steps. First thing is make sure you select the right name for your brand. You know, for me, it's at @JoelCom. That's my brand. But, you know, if Blogger and Podcaster has a channel, then maybe, you know, Blog Pod or Blog Podcast or something would be the name, because it's not necessarily associated with one person.
Right.
Whole Foods has a person running their Twitter account, but that's not what they're going to name their Twitter account. It's Whole Foods. So make sure you select the right name. And then as you enter the conversation, and you, most people don't know where to start, use the Twitter search function, search.twitter.com, and search for your keyword, and you'll instantly see the latest tweets from anybody who's used that word in one of their tweets. And, you know, it's just like walking into a party where there's all these groups of people and they're all having their own discussions. And as you're walking through the room and you're wondering where do you need to land, you listen and you hear somebody talking about something that doesn't interest you, you keep walking. Then you hear somebody talking about something that does interest you and you enter the conversation with them. You listen to what they have to say. You interact with them. You bring value to the conversation. You follow them. They follow you, and your circle begins to grow. You just rinse and repeat that again and again and again, and that's how you use Twitter effectively. That's the short version. Of course, there's a lot of strategies, a lot of tools, but that's how you get started.
So if we get Twitter power in February, we're going to know all these secrets and strategies, right?
Yeah, you know, we've made it really easy so that no matter what level you're on, whether you're a total newbie or whether you're already doing business online and really want to maximize Twitter, you can read this material, and I guarantee you that you will be able to grow your business from it.
Awesome. Well, I'm looking forward to getting your book. So, do you have a second New Year's prediction?
I do.
All
and
right.
Once again, you know, I don't want to sound like a commercial, but it makes sense that the things that we think are going to be big are the things that we're doing, right?
Exactly.
And so we know that that mobile is big with the iPhone. We've been working on a project for 18 months now, and we just got back from Affiliate Summit in Las Vegas, over 3,000 attendees. We set up a booth for this product for the first time, and it's called TextCast Live. And what TextCast Live is what we call the most direct marketing. It is mobile messaging for businesses. You know, if I say the name AWeber to you, you know exactly what that means. That's email autoresponders. If I say Constant Contact, you know how that works. So in order to put TextCast Live in perspective, what I'm going to categorize it as is AWeber for mobile. In other words, imagine that you can set up your account just like you would on AWeber, give your channel or station a name, create multiple lists or campaigns as it is for mobile, and have people double opt-in, confirmed opt-in to your sell list, and be able to send messages to them in one of three ways: either broadcasts on demand, scheduled broadcasts, or autoresponders. So on day one, they receive message A. On day three, they receive message B. Day 10, message C. What we're discovering is that because email is not nearly as effective as it used to be, and that's an understatement, with spam filters and undeliverability and all that, the phone, we're more connected to our cell phones than any other device. They're always with us. Most people put them on their nightstand, even at night. And people want to receive messages that they want to receive. They don't want spam. But whether you have an online or an offline business, the most direct way to reach your prospect and your customer is via cell phone. And so TextCast Live is going to provides the platform so that anybody can create their own channel and grow their business. You want to talk about insane deliverability. Those messages get through. Unless AT&T or Verizon goes down, they get through. You want to talk about insane open rates. When you get a text message, you always look at it. So, yeah. You know, we're talking 98 to 100% open rates, and therefore your conversions are also going to be insane off the charts. And the testing that we've done internally has found it to be extremely profitable, huge return on investment. So mobile messaging is the future, and we're pouring a lot of our time and energy into growing TextCast Live in 2009.
Cool, Joel. I want to ask you a couple questions about this, because my prediction for, and actually I started predicting it a year ago, and I'm continuing to predict it because I still haven't told everybody in the world about it, is divorce. So people say, what do you think is going to happen in the next year? I go, divorce. And they look at me and I say, there is a friendly, amicable divorce occurring right before our eyes between the internet and the computer. No longer do you need this big bulky desktop or even a bulky laptop to connect to the internet, to get the information from the internet. And with the iPhone and being able to, you know, get podcasts directly onto your iPhone, to be able to surf the net with the, you know, with the different phones and everything else, the biggest problem was the small screen, right? Being able to see it, which is why I thought when you go to audio, it's just going to be absolutely huge. Now with text messaging, same sort of thing. So I really see what you're doing is making my prediction come true, because you're going to be able to do all of the things that we're sort of used to doing the last 10 years on the computer, which is send emails and go into your inbox and get them, doing that on your text or through text messages on your cell phone. I think that's just absolutely amazing, and I agree, you're definitely on the cutting edge when it comes to that.
Well, we're trying to lead the way, and you know, I've always enjoyed doing new and different things. I don't like to do what everybody else is doing. It's just not fun or exciting or, you know, intriguing for me. I want to do new stuff, and so we're trying to do things that nobody's done before and break new ground, lead the way, and hopefully continue to grow our business.
Awesome. Great. So do you have any more predictions, or shall I move on to my last question?
There's a lot of meat for you right there.
There really is. So my last question is, it's one thing for people to get the text messages, another thing for people to read blog posts or tweets or listen to podcasts, online radio shows, that sort of thing. But it really, if nothing happens, what's the point? So what I wanted to do was get a couple of your secrets for how you motivate people to take action.
So once they've already got material,
yeah,
and they don't need to go buy anything, what do they do now? Well, look, you know, the law of the universe is simple. If you don't do anything, nothing happens. And, you know, the motivation has to come internally. Why are you doing what you're doing? Is it to make money and support your family? Is it to quit your day job? You know, those are motivations right there. If you're not motivated enough to open up the package that you just purchased or read the ebook that you just downloaded, then do you really want that enough? You know, there's a saying that it goes with addictions or bad behavior. When the pain of staying the same is greater than the pain of changing, then, you know, that's when you make the change. Addicts usually won't change their behavior until it is absolutely intolerable to continue in that behavior. So motivation, you know, it's that same type of scale. You have to decide, where's that tipping point where you go, you know what, it'd be less painful for me to do something right now in order to counter my life as it is. So Nike had it right. Just do it.
There you go. That's the last word, and you heard it from Joel Kalm. Hey, Joel, thank you very much for taking time out of your busy day to share this great information with our listeners. I really appreciate you, and I really appreciate your time.
Well, you know, Scott, I appreciate you, too. You're doing a great service to people. You're sharing knowledge and wisdom, and people need to be encouraged. They need to be inspired, and they need to know that they can do this. You know, I'm just a regular guy. You're a regular guy. You know, we have our own passions and desires, but I think we're both living proof that if we can do this, anybody can do this.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks again, Joel, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, see you.